Greetings, everyone. Welcome to this podcast from Cambridge Health Tech Institute for BioIT World and CHI's Clinical Genomics and Informatics Europe Conference and Expo, happening the 4th through the 6th this December 2013 in Lisbon, Portugal. I'm Anne Nguyen, one of the event's associate conference producers. We're happy to have with us today one of our speakers from the High Scale Computing Conference, Dr. Wolfgang Gentsch, co-founder of the UberCloud HPC experiment, advisor to UDAT, and chairman of ISC Cloud Conferences. Wolfgang, thank you for joining us today by phone all the way from Regensburg, Germany.
Yeah, thank you very much, Anne.
I understand you've worked in the United States in academic and commercial roles, as well as in Europe, where you are now, obviously. What are your current activities, and how do you compare your experiences across continents?
So one of my current activities is the UberCloud initiative, which you already mentioned in your nice introduction. We started the UberCloud experiment for engineers and scientific applications in computational biology, computational fluid dynamics, finite element analysis last year in July to provide a platform for digital manufacturing, for example, in drug design or in computer-aided engineering. The aim is to explore the access and the use of high-performance computers in data centers and in the cloud, and to learn more about the benefits and the challenges for the engineers' own businesses. Another project I'm participating in, which you already mentioned as well, is EUDAT, with the aim of building a European collaborative data infrastructure for scientists, and which is funded by the European Commission. To the second part of your question, yes, these projects are very international, and my own experience in working with scientists and engineers in a globally networked world is that there is almost no difference anymore between continents and countries compared, for example, to 40 years ago when I started. Sure, there are certainly political and economic differences, but when you work together in international research teams on big projects these days, this has almost no influence anymore on your collaboration.
It's very encouraging.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Can you describe in further detail the work that you do for the UberCloud HPC experiment and its relationship with the research community?
Yeah. For this UberCloud experiment, we have developed a web platform for R&D engineers and scientists to explore the end-to-end process of accessing and using computing services in the cloud and in data centers remotely, and to learn more about the benefits and the challenges and how they affect our daily business. Since its beginning, UberCloud has attracted more than 600 participating organizations in 50 countries around the world. And so far, we were able to build 115 teams. Each team consists of an end user from the industry, the service provider with a commercial software or with open source software, a suitable cloud provider, providing the computing resources remotely, and finally, an expert in HPC, high-performance computing, or in computational biology. At the end of the experiment, every team is writing their final use case, and then we collect and publish them for the wider community. You can find our recent summary by Googling simply UberCloud Compendium, and you can then download it for free.
That sounds great. And where have you seen the greatest progress made in optimizing cloud computing, cloud storage, et cetera, for areas like genomic research and clinical practice?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of fast-paced progress in this area everywhere. So, for example, there are now organizations like the Open Grid Forum, which exists already for 15 years or so, but since about 4 or 5 years, taking care of cloud standards as well. Before we started, when I was involved strongly there with grid computing, obviously, that's why it's called Open Grid Forum. These days, there are working groups in the forum which especially take care of the cloud standards. Or there is the OpenStack Initiative, which is a global collaboration all around the world, producing a ubiquitous open source cloud computing platform for for public and for private clouds. And then there is a large number of projects funded by the European Commission. There are multi-million dollar programs covering many aspects of cloud computing. Also, many cloud providers in our Ubercloud community, they are offering support, especially also for life sciences. And finally, also in the Ubercloud initiative, there are hundreds of expert groups. One example is BioTeam, just around your corner, so to speak, in the Boston area, who provide consulting with implementing genomic research and clinical application projects in the cloud.
What are some of the key challenges you're still working on?
Yeah, so the number one challenge is still security, which is very obvious. But I want to say many cloud providers today employ security experts, especially, which a small or medium-sized enterprise, for example, cannot afford at all. Cloud providers usually offer different levels of security, which have been built and certified from or by these security experts. These different security levels, they are part of the provider's service level agreements. So you can really get the right level of security by paying certainly a little bit more. And if you want to get top security in the cloud, the ultimate solution is you ask the cloud provider for your own server in the cloud. So no tenancy anymore when, sharing the resources with someone else, not at all, which this server then is completely decoupled from the others and especially also from the Internet. It sits in a data center in your country, if you like, if you need, and you can encrypt your data. And finally, the strongest way to get secure security for your data going back and forth is you can ship the results back even with FedEx, and which we see today. So that was about security. Yeah, another challenge today is the massive amount of data which computational biologists and engineers use and generate also in their results. The problem is then to get these results back to the engineer within a reasonable time. The challenge here is, as always in this situation, the last mile connection of the end user to the Internet. So in our Ubercloud experiment, we see solutions like remote data visualization, which is performed directly in the cloud, where the data is sitting. Or, as I already mentioned, the cloud provider ships the data simply back to you via FedEx. Then the third challenge is about licensing, especially in the context of commercial software, which is still often bound to the end user's in-house system. So people call it node-locked, for example. But here, too, we see this is changing with software providers like Autodesk, Ansys, CD-Adapco, or Simulia, for example. We are certainly in a much better situation, especially with open source and public domain software, which is most widely used, especially in computational biology and bioinformatics. One example is Gromax, which is used in several of our team projects within Ubercloud.
And finally, what will be the focus of your presentation at the High Scale Computing Conference in Lisbon on December 4th?
Yeah, thanks for asking this question, Anne. In my presentation, I'm planning to present an overview of the EU.DAT data collaboration platform, which I mentioned in the beginning, and which is for researchers in science and in industry, and how this data collaboration platform connects to the cloud. The accelerated proliferation of data available from powerful scientific instruments, simulations, which I mentioned before, and the digitization of library resources have created efforts and investments in order to tackle the specific challenges of data management and also to ensure a coherent approach to research data access and preservation. EUDAT aims to address these challenges and exploit new opportunities using its vision of a collaborative data infrastructure connected to the cloud.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more about it. And
thank
you so much for your insights and willingness to speak with us today.
Yeah, it was a great pleasure on my side. Thank you so much. And
again, that was Wolfgang Gunsch, co-founder of the UberCloud HPC Experiment, advisor to UDAT, and chairman of ISC Cloud Conferences. He's talking with us today from Germany, but he'll be speaking in Lisbon, Portugal on Wednesday afternoon, the 4th of December, at BioIT World and Cambridge Health Tech Institute's Clinical Genomics and Informatics Europe Conference and Expo, happening the 4th through the 6th of December at the Sheraton Hotel and Spa. Thanks for listening to the CHI podcast. I'm Anne Nguyen. I hope you've enjoyed it.